It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, February 21st. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, and we will be checking out some duos later on today, like the new Slayford Mods and Better Oblivion Community Center.
And we will be paying tribute to the late Peter Tork of the Monkees, who has died at age 77. But first, a couple of music headlines today. In a shocking twist to a sad story, actor and singer Jussie Smollett, a star of Fox's hit hip-hop drama Empire, has been arrested in Chicago. He's charged with filing a false police report regarding what authorities now say was a staged assault that occurred late last month. He told police that he was attacked by two men in what appeared to be a racist and homophobic hate crime involving a noose. But investigators were unable to corroborate Smollett's account, and two detained suspects told police they'd been paid to stage the attack and were released without being charged. Smollett has repeatedly asserted the truth of his account, and his representatives are currently not commenting on the case. Chicago police allege that the actor's motive for staging the assault was that he was, quote, upset by his salary and seeking publicity. The 1975 emerged as the big winners on Wednesday at the Brits, the premier popular music awards in the UK. The Manchester Quartet won Best British Group and Album of the Year for their LP, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships.
I really enjoyed the fact that the 1975 used that space and that platform to actually say something important.
Yeah, singer Matty Healy used the Best Group Acceptance speech to criticize misogyny in the music industry, in part making amends for previous comments suggesting that it was no longer a problem. Best female and male British artists went to Georgia Smith and George Ezra, respectively. But the Carters, Beyoncé and Jay-Z, stole the show when they won the award for Best International Group. Did you see their acceptance video, Jade?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was very cute. They reprised their look from the, well, let's just say the most famous music video from that album. I don't know if we can say that on the podcast, the name of the track. Anyway, it was a very cute acceptance video with what sounded like Blue Ivy's impatient voice in the background. Here's a track from the 1975's Brit-winning album, It's Not Living If It's Not With You.
Now it's time to take a look at some of the new releases coming out today. So in April of last year, I interviewed Phoebe Bridgers fresh off her debut release, Stranger in the Alps, and I asked her about meeting one of her heroes, Conor Oberst. She let me know that she thought one should meet your heroes if they're going to go above and beyond and just be your forever people. Conor is a forever person. And she said that, I think it's invigorating to meet your heroes when they're so human and so cool. And since then, they've toured together, they've been featured on each other's songs, and now we have a full-length album from their project together, Better Oblivion Community Center. Their time together is shown off with their ideas and voices bouncing off each other like old friends having a well-tread conversation in songs like My City.
Eight years since the Austin, Texas native signed with Warner Brothers Records, Gary Clark Jr. has become perhaps the best-known and most acclaimed bluesman of his generation, known for his jaw-dropping guitar skills and thrilling live performances. With his new album, This Land, though, he's not just going to let his axe do the talking. The title track is a sort of sequel to Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. That's right, sings Clark, who's an African-American man who says the song was inspired by his experiences of racism. This land is mine. 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 Up till the sun comes up.
can't stop grinding, and I can't let them break me. No, I can't let them find me. You can meet my friend the governor.
The first thing you hear to kick off the title track of the latest Slayford Mods album, Eaten Alive, is a loud belch. The British duo has never taken themselves very seriously, and on their fifth album, they aren't being precious about anything. In the past, they've made political albums using dark humor and sharp wit to cut down Brexit and working class life. The humor this time takes a look at the music world, taking jabs at Blur and NME, but sounding fresh, poppy, and fun at the same time. Check out Kebab Spider. You're just saying it all to no cause. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They got the experts in. Oh no, oh no, oh no. They let the film stars in. YOLO, so you should know, YOLA. The UK singer-songwriter is previously best known for a stint in Massive Attack, but she's coming into her own with a new solo album produced by Dan Auerbach and recorded in his Nashville studio. Walk Through Fire is a gale-forced blast that combines elements of soul, country, and R&B. The track Ride Out in the Country is well-named. It captures the way YOLA takes a classic country sound and adds the depth of her seasoned voice. And now, In Memoriam, Peter Tork, the Monkees bassist who added endearing personality and instrumental color to the 60s pop idols, has died at age 77 after a decade fighting carcinoma. In a group that was a fictional Beatles-inspired TV band before its members demonstrated their actual musical chops, Tork played the group's Ringo, the genial, sometimes confused oddball who contrasted with other members like heartthrob Davy Jones and intellectual Mike Nesmith. And what's so interesting is he played kind of that goofy character, but he was the one in the band that was really the force behind them making their albums. And he was the one saying, you know, we all play our own instruments. We should be a music act.
Yeah, and there's a little tension. Mike Nesmith was also very serious about that side of the band, and they were kind of all on board with playing their own instruments and writing some of their own songs. But yeah, there was definitely some of them who were more into the musical side of things than others, and that definitely included Peter Tork. After the band broke up for the first time, between Monkees reunions, Peter Tork pursued a solo career and acted on TV shows like Boy Meets World. His musical contributions to the Monkees may be most recognizable in the instrumental textures he contributed. Although he primarily played bass, he was a multi-instrumentalist who wrote harmonies and played memorable parts like the piano intro to Daydream Believer. And that's today's music news. You can hear more of all that new music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gatler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today, and our colleague Luke Taylor posted a fun video from the Brits over in the Current Music News Facebook group. You can join to get the latest scoop on what's going on in our heads and in the music world. We'll be back on Monday with more music news headlines. We're shaving rain.